Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I'm not trying to portray you like this one, though.
Yeah. The tailgate will be less aggressive.
This is over the top.
Yeah, so let's hear it. Let's hear it.
The tailgate?
Let's hear the rundown of the tailgate.
Oh, it was a day. It was a day.
We started off with a shot at Josh's apartment at around 7:59.
Yeah. Nice. No, seriously. We had me, Mike, Adam, Craig, and Andrew. And no, the exact time was 5 minutes after 8.
Okay, I think you're right.
I remember that because as soon as we did the shot, you were like, it's 5 minutes after 8. What are we doing?
So who drove to the – did you guys Uber to the Meadowlands?
No, we had two Broncos and a Jeep set up.
Oh, yeah, because you had all the food. Right.
Yeah. Well, we had – not only the food. We had all the food. We had a grill. We had a TV. We had two tables. It was a lot. I had all the cooking supplies, the cooking cutting boards, and all these like materials that we just needed for a tailgate.
Who made the Big Mac pie?
Oh, that was Mike.
Wait, did we ever get a picture of that?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm still waiting for the picture.
There was a failure. There was a failure. So we had two grills going, and one of the grills we couldn't get power. For whatever reason, we tried to hook it up to both cars. For whatever reason, we couldn't get the power, so we were down to only one grill and like a ton of food to cook. And we ran out of propane. We had to go get propane. It was a big ordeal. So we actually probably only cooked like 70% of the food.
Oh shit!
Yeah, Dad.
Okay.
But let me tell you something. Holy cow!
That looked amazing. Who's the creator of the Big Mac pie? Is that a Mike concoction?
Yeah. But actually, this is the 10-year anniversary of the Big Mac pie.
Ah, okay.
I remember seeing the original one. It looked unreal.
Yeah, it lives up to the hype. I wish we could have had it. But
yeah, I mean, it's cooked and everything. The only thing is you have to heat it up. And with one grill, we had too much going on. It was a lot of food and we couldn't heat it up.
Well,
I think my toilet's probably thankful that we didn't need it.
We had perfect weather.
The gynecologist's bathroom.
You had perfect weather.
I'll tell you what, though. Let me say something. So I went with I got tickets for me, my brother, and my nephew. Let's just say, and like I wanted to pay for everything. I wanted to do the tailgate right with these guys and. The same thing for Adam and Mike, right? They spend tons of money. If you're a family, say a husband and a wife, and let's just say two kids go to a game, a football game, like, it costs you anywhere from $700 to $1,000, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could probably take your family on an all-inclusive to Mexico.
Yeah, you can.
For the price to go to one football game.
Yeah.
Because the tickets alone, they're anywhere. I mean, I got lucky. I had a friend who has seen tickets, so I paid face for him. Face for my tickets. Really good seats. 112. But let's just say it's $150 a ticket, right?
I think that's what we said.
Yeah, ticket, alcohol, all the food for tailgate, then
parking.
If you don't have a parking pass, you're paying for parking. Then you get in the stadium. And you got to pay, like, the prices are absurd for drinks, food, anything. Like my nephew and his cousin, they got ice cream. They got a bunch of shit, you know. It's like, it's a solid $800 day, I think.
It's nuts. And, I mean, you guys are, you know, real close to the stadium. Think about if you're coming from, like, the island or upstate, right? Like the all, you know, the money for gas. And
oh yeah,
you're going all day.
I'm just not going.
Yeah,
I'm just not going.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm just pumping.
And it's all day. Yeah, it's nuts.
And I'm telling you, man. Like, forget about even drinking or going after it, because I didn't. I drank a ton, but I didn't go like absolutely crazy because we had the kids around. I think what it is like we were standing the entire time for the tailgate. Then you get in the stadium, you're standing, you're sitting, you're cheering, you're sitting, you're standing, like, constant. I was so exhausted this morning. Like, I woke up early, but I was, like, laying in bed, like, what the hell happened? I feel like I got hit by a truck.
How do you think Adam felt?
Oh, man. Yesterday was, not great. Not great. I saw maybe two plays. The only play I remember was the Bryce Hall, like, 50-yarder.
Nice.
And then I remember seeing the quarterback and looking at Mike and saying, that's not Teddy Bridgewater. I don't know who that is. And then I passed out. And then that was pretty much it. that was my game experience. Tailgate was fun, but
passed out in your seat?
Oh, yeah. I slept through the whole first half.
No way.
I slept through the whole first half.
Well, no. Not the entire first half. Well, here's the thing. Like, Matt, this is one of the reasons why it's the worst stadium in the entire country.
Facts.
We left on time. Like, so the game starts at 1 o'clock. Sharp at 12:30. I know this. I was looking at my watch. I said, it's cleanup time. Let's go. So we cleaned up in 10 minutes. Like, tables, food, everything put away. Cars are closed, everything. We walked to the stadium, right? We missed the first quarter.
Holy because, shit.
Yeah.
Because getting into the building?
That's nuts. Because
can't get in.
MetLife, for whatever reason, billion-dollar stadium, they haven't figured it out that how to get people in and out. They don't know.
Wow.
We missed the entire first quarter just waiting on the outside. And they know this, too. This is what pisses me off. They know this because when you're online, there's TVs. So you're literally online to get in, and there's TV. You're watching the game.
How does that? What I don't understand is, like, wouldn't it behoove them to get everyone in as quick as possible? You know, so it's a capacity crowd right when kickoff happens. But
it's just the probably shitty design the way they set it up.
Yeah. Here's the thing: it's a national thing because not the last podcast, but the podcast before, Bill Simmons talks about it. He goes, MetLife is the only stadium in the entire country.
Yep.
They haven't figured out how to get people quickly in and out.
Yeah, you're right. I remember that. Yeah.
Also, everybody walking in is just annihilated, I think. Like 80% of the people walking in are just trashed.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That doesn't help.
I'd love to check out, like, Orchard Park, like Buffalo. Like, is it the same thing? You know what I mean? Obviously, people are probably even more annihilated, but How is it getting in and out? You know what I mean? And that's like in like a middle of like a neighborhood, supposedly, like in the suburbs. It's like being in like West Nyack, basically.
I think they're better at it. I think everyone's better at it for whatever reason, just getting in and out.
Yeah.
I think they're better.
Yeah. Well, Paul, you've been to Gillette, right? Just the parking lot, not the actual like a game. Didn't you say it's like one way in, one way
in the middle of nowhere, one way in, one way out, in the woods.
Yeah, like how the fuck?
I don't think it's the parking lot. I think it's the actual entrance into the building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miami's great.
Is it? Yeah. What's that experience like?
Well, first of all, like the tailgate weather is like it's like 75.
Well, yeah.
So that's the best. And then when you're walking in, it's no trouble at all. You just kind of there's really not much of a line.
Huh. Yeah.
I think there's two main entrances in MetLife?
Yeah, I don't even know. I think it might just be the one. I'm not sure.
That's insane. I mean, at minimum, it should be two, but honestly, they should have a four on each.
That's how the Giant Stadium was, right? Like, you used to be able to get in from every side, I think.
I think you're right. I think it's only
one. That's how it should be. Yeah.
I think it's one entrance. But also, the other thing to note is, they stopped serving alcohol at halftime, right? So at the beginning of the third quarter, you cannot get any alcohol.
Oh, it's halftime now?
Yeah.
Wow.
A younger me would have been upset, but now I'm older and I realize everyone is annihilated. Everyone's annihilated. There's no need to have any more alcohol. But I think that's only for us. Like, because Adam, correct me if I'm wrong, when we went in December, we went for Giants Dolphins, you can get alcohol all the way through the end.
Oh, yeah. I was drinking after the game in Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah, like after the game ended, I was at the bar with some dude I remember from work over here. And we had like at least four or five drinks over there.
Yeah.
And that was after the game ended.
So it's a MetLife thing. Okay. And
it's a shitty stadium.
It's crazy though, because MetLife is, I think, the most lucrative stadium in like sports. Like, I'm not even kidding.
That's insane.
Yeah, all the concerts, all this shit, and it's crazy how it makes it through the winter too. I don't understand it. Maybe SoFi will start to beat that because it's in LA and it looks incredible. But I know fairly recently MetLife was number one. But ay. Well, the good part is, we got some football teams, boys.
Oh, yeah.
Giants and Jets. Winning football. New York football is back, baby.
Yes.
Let's go.
Everybody saw it coming.
Just like who drew it up.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That Giant game, I mean, were you guys able to watch it? Like the whole... No, I don't know, because Adam, you were asking. So did you...
Yeah, so we had the first half, and then I guess the Wi-Fi, because everyone was there, it got killed. So then towards the end of the fourth quarter, we had the radio blasting. So we had it on the radio.
Oh, God. Oh, okay. Radio. Old school.
Yeah, it was interesting. We had it, and then it was 17-3. And then as more and more people go, it kicks off with 5G, and it goes to, like, 4 LTE or something like that. And then, like, you couldn't even get service on your cell phone. It was so bad because so many people there.
Oh, wow.
But
I forgot about that.
We didn't care because it was, like, 17-3. We're like, all right, this is going to be a blowout loss. We don't care. And then they came back. Like, awesome.
Shout out Bob Popper also.
Bob Popper.
Yeah, Bob Popper.
Yeah. No, he's great. He's a great play-by-play guy.
Solid call.
Yeah, so, I mean, Paul and I were watching. I mean, it was what, 20-3, I think, right? And then
17-3.
Then 20-10 at the half?
I think 20-10 at half, and then Green Bay didn't score the whole entire second half.
Except for that safety that the Giants, you know, did on purpose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, their offense didn't score.
And Jones wasn't even like, it was bizarre. Like, they weren't doing anything, I feel like, the Giants. And somehow they were just, like, coming back and winning. Saquon was awesome, but, like, wasn't he out, like, a quarter?
He missed that 91-yard drive. He was out. He was the blue 10.
Yeah.
He was not throwing any incompletes. Every pass was on the money. He was scrambling around, making something out of nothing. I mean, I was not a Daniel Jones fan at all before this year, but, I mean... He's been playing very, very well with nothing around him besides Saquon.
With nothing. It's crazy. I don't even remember a receiver really catching the ball. Like, who sent that? Someone sent that earlier, right? With the Giants receivers. Like, other than Slayton, I don't know those other guys. Do you guys?
Yeah.
No.
Richie James?
Is that the guy with his ass out on the sideline?
No, that was
yeah. What's up with
Darnay
that?
Darnay Holmes, a quarterback. Yeah, I don't know what the hell was going on there.
David Sills, right?
Yeah, who are these people?
No, but like, think about it. They had three rushing touchdowns, right? One was Saquon. He rushed. One was Bellinger on a rush, who's a rookie tight end.
I like him.
And the third was Brightwell. It's like, who the hell's Brightwell? There's so many receivers and like players that I'm a Giants fan. I'm not like, it's not like I don't know who players are, but every week I'm like, who the hell's that guy?
Brightwell, I'm pretty sure, was working in the meat department at Acme in Edgewater.
Yeah. No, who are these guys? Who are these guys?
Yeah. It's, but you know, it was fun, man. Dable again, you know, he's just great on the sideline. I just love his, like, he's so charismatic, you know, and he knows what he's doing. He just knows how to coach a great game. It's they're never out of it. Even the game they lost to the Cowboys, it's like they pretty much were in it at the end.
I almost think that not having any notable talent at wide receiver. I almost want to say that it's an advantage for the Giants only because it feels like they're really hard to game plan for in the passing game. You know what I mean? Because you don't know who these guys are. Like, there's some guy running out there with a number, and probably they had no idea who he was in practice all week, and now he's catching a touchdown or he's rushing for a touchdown. And Jones is very, I guess, you know, democratic with the ball. You know, he's spreading it around. So I think that's kind of almost to their benefit, being like this no-name offense.
It's true. Yeah, because sometimes quarterbacks, they try to force feed it to the star or whatever.
Yeah.
It gets them in trouble, you know.
Yeah, you get married to one guy, but we don't really have one guy. It's just by committee. It's just you just go through the progressions like you normally would, and you just find the guy, and it doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 4-1. I mean, so Wink Martindale's the coordinator. He's been great. I think he blitzes too much sometimes, but, I mean, I really can't. There's nothing negative to say about him. He's been amazing.
Yeah.
That front line's been great, too. They're two defensive tackles with Williams when he plays, which he was out. But Dexter Lawrence has been really good.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
4-1.
Yeah. 4-1.
4-1. Third place in the NFC East.
I was going to say, like, it's a shame that the Cowboys and Eagles are, like, being so well, playing so well right now.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the Ravens come in next week, and supposedly they're like 6-point favorites.
They are.
No respect. I would take the Giants in a heartbeat.
Taking the Giants in a heartbeat.
Wink was their coordinator last year, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So there you go. And I think the Giants are going to be like, really? No respect. And I think they're going to beat them pretty handedly too. I think the Giants are this good. I really do. And then Jets. Pretty exciting. I don't know what to say, man. It's pretty exciting that you know.
40 points.
Yeah.
When's last time 40 points?
Yeah. When's the last time the Jets put up 40 points? This is it's awesome.
I saw it after the game. It was 2018 against Indy.
Okay.
They scored 40.
Okay.
But. You know, they won 40-17, but that game was a lot closer, obviously, than that score. I mean,
was it?
There was 10 minutes left, and it was 19-17, and Miami was lining up for a field goal.
That's true.
Oh, no kidding.
If they hit that, like, the crowd was very uneasy. Like, the Jets, they missed that fourth down. They were up 19-7, and then you let this third string quarterback march down the field before halftime. Then they score a field goal after halftime. Jets aren't scoring. If that guy hit that field goal and they go up by one, I think the Jets lose that game. They couldn't stop the run.
Yeah, that seems to be definitely the weakest part of their game right now. But obviously the secondary looked awesome. They have tons of weapons on offense. Zach looked good. I mean, Zach didn't do anything. I don't think he did anything like crazy. But like he didn't throw a pick,
he was efficient.
Yeah.
I think he completed 60-something% of his passes, no turnovers, and yeah. I feel like he's the king of all of his passes. They get to the 1 yard line, and then he doesn't get credit for the touchdown. It always happens.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Yep, absolutely. And then the rookies balled out. I mean, Breece Hall had a day. Sauce had a day. Who else?
Breece Hall's legit, huh?
Yeah.
He's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Very legit.
Looks like a stronger Le'Veon. Bigger.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I like that. You know. I like that.
He's a beast.
And then Elijah Vera Tucker. Maybe the MVP for the Jets right now.
It's insane. I think today people were talking about it a lot. Like how unheard of what he's doing, but I just put him in the Pro Bowl right now. He's played, what, four positions this year already?
Yeah, that's wild. Like, Damian Woody he was, like, bugging out about it. Never played right tackle in his life and just stepped right in. Pretty cool, you know? Pretty cool. Jets are – and then Jets, but they got the Packers next week in Lambeau, which I don't know. What Packers team are we getting here?
They've looked horrible Like they look bad against New England.
The Jets will be able to score on them, no problem. They can't. Their defense is terrible.
It was good, wasn't it? Or maybe we're finding out that the Bucs just aren't that good. And who else did the Packers beat? I don't know.
They beat New England with the third string quarterback. They beat Chicago. I don't think they're that good, man.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, is that like another Brady situation with this guy Zappe? In New England?
Zappe?
Like,
he looked pretty good.
He did. Yeah.
Yeah, they pounded on the Lions.
He had 90 QBR in that game, but I mean the Lions defense is really bad. But.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Pats always somehow do this, right? They always have a guy somehow creeping up. Creeping up.
So we know the Giants have their coaching staff with Daboll and Wink. I'm not so sure about Mr. Saleh.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's a charismatic guy. He's a player's coach. Like, you know, you see him on the sideline. You know, it seems like the players like him. But I've yet to see any, I guess, play calls or moves, anything, you know, reflective of him to really, yeah, right. I don't know. Obviously, the second win, they got lucky. And then these last two wins have been nice. But I don't know.
And it's also their substitution, their rotations. They don't play their best players the majority of the time. They're like subbing out like a hockey team, and I don't think you should be doing that. Like Elijah Moore hasn't gotten any targets this year at all.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Yeah,
are you having fantasy?
You have him on your team, I'm sure.
I do. Yeah.
I Corey Davis is getting more snaps than Wilson. Davis is good, but like Wilson is. You see when he catches the ball, that guy, he's something different.
Yeah, he's going to make sure that. He's getting,
you know, 10 targets a game. It's not happening. And remember Quinn and that whole thing happened on the sideline. They were rotating them out. And they were so conservative on defense. And then the fourth quarter, they finally got aggressive. And they lit that third-string quarterback up when they started blitzing all the time. They should have been doing that in the first quarter.
Yeah, I think maybe they found something at the end of the game there.
Yeah.
See if that carries over against Green Bay.
No,
not the third stringer, but
yeah, we were bugging out about that throughout the game. Just they were getting no pressure at all. Weren't blitzing. Everyone on Twitter was saying it too. You know, like third string quarterback, mm-hmm. fucking go at him. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
Yeah. But I don't know. Maybe we got.
We'll
something.
See though. But then again, you know, they're 3-2, so I can't complain.
Can't complain. Yeah.
I feel like a lot of young coaches are struggling. We just saw Matt Rhule get fired today, which he deserved to get fired.
Yeah.
And Giants fans, like, that was our guy. We wanted him, and we missed out.
I was so mad when we didn't get him.
Yeah, they offered him a buttload of money and didn't get him. But even, like, listen, the Lions had a lot of, like, hype going in. They were a Hard Knocks team, and not hype, just let's just say win. But I don't know, is Dan Campbell the answer of the line? Like, they still can't win.
Yeah, they got don't put up a donut. Yeah. Yeah. And
they were the highest scoring team in the league before the Patriot game. It's weird.
I know. I took the over in the parlay. Oh, well.
they have injuries. I know the running back's out and, you know, the top wide receivers out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's everybody in the league. Everybody's dealing with something. They kind of just got to make the best of it.
How about Geno Smith? Can we talk about the ex Jet / Is he the best quarterback?
I'm happy for him, man.
He was.
Yeah. I'm loving it.
He had some throws on Sunday. I couldn't believe it. I was rooting for them. I was hoping they'd pull that game out, but the Saints kept clapping back. But he had some unbelievable throws, and I think he leads the league mm-hmm. in QBR, right?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, yeah. Good for him. You know, they wrote him off, but he didn't write back. As he said,
looks a lot better than Russell Wilson.
Oh God, do we have to see the Broncos on national TV?
I'm done.
How many times they got to be on that? I think they're like the Monday or Sunday night game next week. Like okay. Enough.
I think he's hurt, or he's faking. No, I'm sorry, he's faking being hurt. Right? Did you see that?
Yeah, they had something. They announced something.
Oh,
he, like,
really?
He flew to LA for a shot in his shoulder, a cortisone. He's full of shit.
Bronco Nation.
That's right. Fly. That thread. Oh my God.
Does he get paid for that? Is he trolling? Like, what's going on with that?
I can't believe he's still doing it.
I don't know.
And he went back, like he was leaving the podium, and then he went back to tap it and be like, "That's right." Like he couldn't leave without saying it.
And then the Subway commercial. What is going on there? Is that just like some edited video that leaked out where he's just like rambling on like it's spicy? Like, what is that?
No, that's him. That's who he is, bro.
But wait, but
he's a weirdo.
But that's not like an actual commercial.
No,
right?
It is. It is. 100% it is.
Oh my god.
Amazing. 100%.
That's a real commercial.
I mean, he's gonna get that coach fired. Well, the coach is gonna do it to himself as well, but
yeah.
That coach is gonna, he's on a fast track to get fired by midseason.
Easily, yeah.
If they keep this up, if they start losing a few more in a row, like, whew.
Especially on national television, you know? This guy's front and center. Yeah. There's been some bad, bad coaching. The Chargers escaped yesterday, but, you know, what was Staley doing? Yeah, I mean...
we talked about this, too, in, I think, the preview for NFL, how he just goes for fourth downs at the dumbest time.
Yeah.
What was he doing?
Yeah, he's really analytics, and I remember reading this story. He reminds me of, I remember reading a story about a high school coach a couple years ago that just went for it every time between the
20s. Time. Yeah.
Yeah. He's kind of like that. He's kind of like how we play Madden. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Fuck it.
But Keenan Allen was on Twitter being like, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah. Yeah. There's been
feel bad for the Browns, man. They've had some brutal losses.
Brutal losses. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. What else is going on around the league? Eagles. Still undefeated.
Yeah. F5-0. Are they the team to beat?
I think so. Well, Chiefs. I still think the Chiefs, and I guess the Bills, even though
Chiefs
think the Ravens should be.
Chiefs are getting smoked right now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, down 14-0.
14-0.
Holy shit. At home. Monday night. The fuck?
Yeah.
Crazy. Okay. Still early, but yeah.
The NFC looks so weak. I think Philly has to be considered the favorite, no?
Have we seen the Philly Buffalo Super Bowl?
Ooh, maybe.
Could.
I think it's really early still.
It is. You know, a lot of times the teams that peak now, it's like, they lose two or three in a row at the end of the year. Back in.
Or a bad injury at the end of the year. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Happens.
Yeah.
What do we think about Tom Brady? How is he playing? Not so good.
No.
What do you think of that roughing the passer?
Oh, ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
That's a tough one.
That's brutal. It's brutal.
These refs got to get suspended. Something.
Yeah.
Anything. That was comical. He was a perfectly legal. Like, he did nothing. He hit him by the waist and just kind of like, whatever, took him to the ground. What is he supposed to do?
Cost him the games.
Yeah. Did cost him a game. They were coming back.
Tua got pile drives in that Cincinnati
game.
No flag.
Yeah.
Compared to this Brady hit, like, there was no flag on that play.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a joke. They're not doing anything this year.
No, they haven't been impressive. Yeah, I mean, the Bills, they're a serious problem. But still early, you know. You know,
all I know is that New York football, like, normally we are done by now watching. Like, normally we would have Red Zone on all day, not paying attention to our team. At minimum, they should be playing meaningful football in December, which is, considering the last, you know, bunch of years, that's fine.
Yeah,
I'll take that.
And even so, at least with the Jets, they have so much new young talent. You know, I'm going to be intrigued no matter what, unless they completely just turn it, you know, become like, you know, a laughing stock, right?
Yeah.
But like, you know, they got something to watch now, even if they start, you know,
sure,
putting off some losses. But what was the vibe of the crowd? I mean, Adam, I know you don't really. It was hard for you to tell.
Yeah, I was a zombie.
but Juice, what was the vibe of the crowd? I mean, was it
super loud?
Yeah,
it was rowdy. Definitely.
Okay.
And it felt like a sold out arena, sold out stadium.
All right, yeah,
a lot of Miami fans, I'm sure.
I mean, you could feel it. It was a big game. It was a big game.
Yeah, no, I've been to Jets Dolphins games before. I don't know where. I mean, Adam, I know Mike is a diehard Dolphins fans, but like, where do all these how do people become Dolphin fans? There's so many Dolphin fans in New York Metro.
They've been around for a while. They won Super Bowls. They had that undefeated team, and I think sometimes that got passed down. And
yeah.
Then Marino, you know, Marino was like the guy. So
yeah, it makes sense.
It's also, I think it's part of that, like, New York, Florida relationship, right? The snowbird.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of people just going back and forth, back and forth. And there's, it ends up being a lot of, but it's nowhere near the Cowboy Giant. Like, when you go to the Cowboy Giant game, half the stadium is Cowboys fans. It's not like that.
Yeah. Cowboys, like, I was watching that Cowboy Rams game. I mean, most of the stadium was Cowboy fans in LA there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same. It was like a Cowboy home game. And how about them Cowboys?
Steelers travel too.
Who's? Steelers, yeah. Steeler fans are everywhere. And then Packers too. Definitely the London game, it seemed like more Packers than Giant fans.
And it's annoying too with like being New York fans because I feel like all the away teams, there's a whole bunch of fans that they get together.
Yeah.
And they make a trip. They make a trip out of coming to New York City for like their first time. And they get to see their favorite football team while they're there. So it's always a destination type thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then find out the stadium's on a swamp in New Jersey.
Yeah. Like, what? Wait, it's not in Midtown Manhattan? What's crazy is
I love how during commercial breaks, they show the skyline of New York.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Hey, look, we're in New York. Nah, that's not where we are.
And over here, the New Jersey Turnpike. What's crazy to think about is Jets actually, they could have been, their stadium could have been in Midtown Manhattan. How crazy is that to think about?
Yes.
I mean.
Thanks, James. James Dolan.
How would that have been, though, with traffic? I mean, it probably would have been epically bad. No? Like.
Well, there'd be no tailgating, I assume, right? It would just be bars.
Yeah, which is
and lounges.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
the bars would have been in heaven, man. They would have made it
killing. Yeah, yeah. That Hudson Yards would have been lit.
I think it would have been awesome. Forget traffic. I think you just hop on a ferry or take a bus or something like that.
Well, aren't there some other stadiums that are like kind of like right there in downtown where it probably works out? Like, isn't like New Orleans? Isn't the Superdome? Isn't that like right in downtown?
Yeah.
You know,
I think Philly is too.
Sort of. I've flown over. It's like that parking lot. It's like every stadium is like in that. It's like their own little Meadowlands.
Yeah. I've actually been.
And then
New Orleans for sure is in
downtown. The Titans too, but that's kind of like it's still rinky dink.
Is Cleveland Stadium? Isn't that like right in downtown? Kind of. Pittsburgh too.
I'm trying to remember.
Pittsburgh,
Pittsburgh looks like it's like right there in downtown.
Because you can see the bridge. You can see the bridges right behind it.
So I wonder how it works in like those type of places. But nothing's like Manhattan. Yeah,
none of these metros you can't even compare.
Nothing like Manhattan. Yeah.
Chicago, the closest.
I wonder how Chicago does it. Theirs is right in downtown, and it's like right on the lake too. It's in a weird spot. So I wonder how they do it with the tailgating. Huh.
Green Bay is the weirdest one to me.
Green Bay and Green Bay is kind of like Buffalo, I was saying earlier, where supposedly it's just like right in like a suburban neighborhood.
Houses.
Yeah.
It's like your backyard is the stadium.
Yeah.
It's
crazy. But coincidentally, right, those are like supposedly the two best like experiences in the NFL is Lambeau and the Bills. Bills Mafia. So I don't know. Maybe maybe there's something to that.
I don't understand the appeal of the Packers. I don't know. To go to first of all, Wisconsin is not like a place that I'd like to visit.
No.
The stadium is really old. It's all bleachers, right? It's like a bowl of bleachers. So you should just sit there in the bleachers and it's like -5 degrees, I'm like, eh. You can keep it.
I know it does seem. Yep. I know they put an extension on it, but yeah, it does seem like I think it's mostly like bleachers and
like that seems like a really uncomfortable game to go to.
Yeah, yeah, especially in December or January. But yeah. What else NFL? Anything else?
I was going to say so now with the Giants situation. Like at the beginning of the year, we're talking about drafting a quarterback because we're probably going to win 4 games, which we have now. There's 4 wins already. Now, what do they do going forward?
What do you do?
Yeah, Daniel Jones. I don't know how much can you pay him. What do you do?
And especially in this division, you could easily win 10, 11 games and may not make the playoffs. Like that's a possibility.
Yeah.
So you get like a not so good draft pick, and then you have to debate: do you keep Jones?
I don't know. I'm kind of like at the beginning of the year, I was like, okay, this is it. Now I'm kind of like, maybe they can get him on a number that's not so bad, mm-hmm. and focus the rest of the draft and free agency on kind of filling out the rest of the roster, and then see if you could see how that goes. Like maybe you can get him on a 2 or 3 year deal on a number that's not like, you know, some of these other quarterbacks get. Like a lot of these, you know, anybody who's like sniffs the top 15 automatically gets like $100 million. I feel like right now. So can you get him for like a couple of years for like, you know, 30, maybe 2 years, 30, maybe 15 a year is the number or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fair for both sides. So you don't commit to him super long term. If he does it again next year, then you could give him a longer term.
Yeah,
then
be restructured, something like that. And then you kind of focus on the other areas of the team, maybe get some receivers in there somehow. You know, something like that.
Yeah,
it seems like the players really like him too.
He's I'm getting that vibe also.
Yeah. Juice, do you feel that? Do you feel that same way? We lose Juice?
Juice is sleeping. He had a rough day today.
Juice! Juice stepped away. Okay.
Oh my god. He's definitely sleeping.
Well, that's a pod first.
Oh man.
All right. Well, on that note, should we switch? Well,
I would also franchise Barkley.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Keep him. Hit him with absolutely.
The tag. Yeah. Yeah. Hit him with the tag and then just go from there.
Yeah. And I think, Adam, you were saying something about maybe MVP. You know, I got
to. Yeah. He's got to be in the mix. I know they never give him a running back anymore. But I mean, right now, I mean, I know I was just talking up Jones kind of, but like he's only averaging like 200 yards a game passing. You know, the bulk of their offense is Barkley.
Yeah.
And if he ends up with like 2,700 yards from scrimmage, I think he's got to be in the mix.
Yeah, and if they make the playoffs.
Can I ask one thing?
Yeah.
How come Slayton hasn't played? Every time I watch a Giant game when he like was active last year, I know he drops sometimes like balls, but he's open a lot, and he's a big deep threat.
Yeah, two years ago, he had almost 1,000 yards out of nowhere. And then I don't know what happened. I know he had a couple drops, but I don't know what he did to not be starting over a guy like David Sills. I'm assuming there was some kind of I don't know, maybe he doesn't practice well, but definitely when he's in the game, it seems like he's the most dynamic receiver they have.
Yeah.
No, and you said, I don't know, oh yeah, you didn't see it, but he was wide open for another touchdown. Jones just kind of missed him in the first half, but he gets open constantly. I like him.
Yeah, I'm hoping that he's playing his way out of the doghouse.
Yeah.
They need something.
Yeah.
Because Kadarius Toney is made out of freaking paper mache.
I can't believe the other...
Always hurt.
So do you think Zach Wilson is the guy now, or are you kind of still wait and see on that?
I do. I feel comfortable. Like, normally with a quarterback, for me, it's always like, all right, how do you feel like when they drop back? Like, do you think they're going to make a good throw and step up? If he gets time, I'm confident every time that he's going to make a good throw, complete it. I think he's becoming like a good leader too. The teammates definitely like him. He does everything well, man. He's got a great arm. He's mobile. Seems smart. Now they have. He just really just doesn't have to screw it up. There's so much talent around him.
Yeah.
It's just make the easy throws and don't get yourself killed. He scared the shit out of me when he got crushed at the goal line on that run.
Oh, I know.
I thought he was done. But
yeah, he went head first.
I think he. Yeah, that was that looked bad. That sounded bad.
Classic Jets quarterbacks. Diving head first. Yep. They all do it.
I think that's definitely risky. But I definitely think he's showing that he could be a star quarterback for sure.
He looks way better than last year.
Like, he makes a play or two and you're like, oh man. You know, between the arm and the legs. It's pretty impressive. So we'll see.
Yeah, he looks confident. Like you could just see it in him, you know. He just looks confident out there. Everything he's doing, and kudos to what's a coordinator? What's his?
Well, I like LaFleur. Some things he does a little bit, but like he's young, he's learning. But you see like the improvement with him calling games.
Yeah,
you know, I think he's in a good system.
Guys are open. Guys are like wide open.
Offensively, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
constantly,
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah,
if he gets time. If their offensive line gets straightened out, I think they need probably another piece. But Vera Tucker, he's going to be a Mangold, the Brickishaw guy. He's going to be there for a decade plus, right?
Yeah, we found a gem there on the line, you know? Was Dwayne Brown playing yesterday?
He did. He played. He played left tackle. He played
great. He did play left tackle. Okay.
He's a beast, man. He's playing with the – he's huge. But he's also, like, not sloppy. He's, like – he's muscle.
Yeah.
You know, Becton, you kind of worried about what kind of shape he's in. But, you know, Brown, he missed all that time. He's a torn rotator cuff. And he's like, nah, I'm not getting surgery. I'm going to play.
That's a football player.
That's crazy. So –
yeah.
It just, you know, Fant got hurt. He was great at left tackle last year. And Becton, if they get a couple more offensive lines for next year, like healthy, they could really be a contending team.
Yeah. I don't remember Zach getting sacked yesterday. They were really
pressured. He had one really bad one. Remember? I think he took it like it was a 20-yard loss or something in the beginning of the game.
Okay.
He didn't throw the ball away. But outside of that, no, he's been good. Like, yeah. He escapes a lot from pressure a lot. Like, you saw the difference between him and Flacco. Flacco,
if yeah, he makes a lot of plays with his feet.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So, yeah. That Pittsburgh game, he was constantly on the move. Flacco would have got sacked 20 times. Yeah. So.
Yeah. And you can see Flacco.
It's fun, though.
You can see Flacco, like, almost like he's enjoying it, too. Like, anytime he's on the sideline talking to Zach, like, he's got a smile on his face. I don't know. I noticed that a couple of times. Little things like that.
You think Flacco really wanted to be out there for those weeks?
No. Hell no.
Yeah. I think he just, I think he just was collecting a paycheck hoping to hold the clipboard.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It was weird, like, obviously, we were watching Red Zone all the time the past couple of years. You would turn on the Red Zone and you'd see these, you know, wide receivers, running backs, breaking 75, 80-yard runs, like, constantly. The Jets never had anybody like that for so long.
Yeah.
They have at least three or four on the team now. And
they
just look like – they look like an NFL offense, finally.
Yeah. We got at least two running backs, three receivers. Even Berrios makes, you know, a good punt return. He had a really good punt return yesterday, or kick return, I forget. Even he makes plays. He had a good touchdown, too. Yeah, I mean, he almost died on that play as well. He's a tiny guy. But
He's a little.
But, yeah, no, then there's just – even Conklin's had a great season. You know, I don't know how he did yesterday, but against the Steelers.
I know how he did. He had zero catches.
He did nothing. But against the Steelers.
I started him as my tight end in fantasy.
Damn. Yeah, I mean, against the Steelers, he, like, went off, I think. That's a shame. Yeah.
But, which shows you that's good, though, because it shows, like, Wilson, he's taking whatever's open. And, you know, they were clearly taking that away, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
Any predictions for the rest of the year for the Giants and Jets?
So, G-Men, I think I said at the beginning of the year, I thought they were going to win 9 or 10 games. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that feels pretty good, especially considering the schedule.
Feels really good.
I think so, yeah. Their schedule, man, now, they're almost halfway there. I'm going with 10 wins, 10-7.
Yeah, I mean.
Wild card.
I'm with you, because six more losses. I mean, I have to look at the schedule, but I mean, this team's good. I don't see how that happens unless they just completely skid.
They still got Washington twice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Commanders, Detroit, Houston, Jacksonville.
Oh yeah, they're easily getting.
That's
10
just
wins.
That's off the top of my head. So yeah.
Dallas is winnable on Thanksgiving, I think.
Yeah,
and then Philly twice is going to be tough.
Speaking of Dallas, what do you do?
Oh yeah, it's a good one. That's a good one.
Stick with Cooper.
They're going to go back to Dak, I think. But if he loses that first game, oh my god!
Yeah, no, I think they're going to stick with Cooper, right? Unless they just figure, no, we got too much money invested in Dak, we can't. You know, that's the thing.
Stick with Cooper.
Yeah.
Like at least until he loses, I would. He hasn't lost.
I know.
Yeah, he's won every start. So I think you kind of have to stick with him now.
And he looks good.
Just go back to Dak.
Absolutely. And they can also play it off and, you know, kind of be like, oh, Dak's a week away, right?
Yeah.
And then when he finally loses one.
Just keep milking until maybe they see
he loses one.
That doesn't work out.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. But to answer your question, the Jets, the schedule, I was kind of looking at it. I mean, it's tough for a while here, like the rest of this month. Winnable, though. I mean, the Packers have been underwhelming. The Broncos, obviously, underwhelming. But then you got the Pats twice. Maybe they split that. Maybe they split the other ones. I don't know. Then it gets a little easier. I don't know. What do you think, Paul? I think 7-10, 8-9?
I think 8-9 in that range. Yeah,
I was going to say 8, too.
The end of the year lightens up, but I mean, their next two games are at Green Bay, at Denver. Those are two
hard places.
Those are two tough venues to play. So
they got the Bills.
They may come off a loss, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, still got Buffalo twice.
Pats twice.
I'll go 8. Eight wins.
Yeah, 8-9. And listen, that's 5 more wins. I mean, that's definitely doable. I'll be very happy with that. Basically, it's like 500, right? You know?
Yeah.
So, be very happy. So, they'll build off of it.
I mean, I'm looking at the December. November. They got Chicago, Detroit at home. Chicago and Detroit at home. Jaguars at home. Those are 3 games you should definitely win, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to get those. Yeah. Definitely.
And then they finish off with, the last 4 games are Detroit, Jacksonville, at Seattle. So Geno, maybe they're fighting for a playoff. If Geno ends that, oh my God. And then
that'd be classic.
The last game of the year is at Miami. That could possibly be for a playoff.
Yeah, that could be a hairy one. I remember 2 weeks ago we were saying Miami might be the best team in the AFC.
And now they don't even know when Tua's gonna come back.
Yeah, they're now in third place.
They're in a tough spot.
Yep.
That they are. So we'll see. It's exciting though. Both New York teams being watchable again. So
it really is.
Yep.
I like it. Good stuff. As far as other New York teams not being watchable, let's talk about the Mets here.
Can we do the trumpets or no?
Oh man, yeah, that was pretty bad. Like, how do you do that? Like, they brought him out, Diaz, when they were down what, like 4-0 yesterday, or maybe, was it 6-0 already? And the crowd booed, right?
Did they play the trumpet?
Pretty sure. Yeah, they just, when he comes out, they have to play it.
Down 6-0.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's ugly.
Yeah,
and you just knew when it happened, like when the guy, the musician Timmy Trumpet, came to do that thing in the middle of the year, that it was going to get mocked.
You just knew it wasn't going to work out. Yeah. That was interesting with the wild card. You know, obviously it's the first year they're doing this, where the better team with the better record, they get 3 home games potentially. That's kind of wild.
Yeah.
But didn't matter. Padres pretty much smoked them. I mean, even game 2, they were like in it for a little while, you know? It was. I mean, even after Friday night, I was like, this is not going to go good for the Mets. Like, you just knew the series was kind of over.
$43 million for Max Scherzer.
Yeah.
Oof. $43 million for Max Scherzer.
Woof.
And they paid him for the game.
Yeah. And then DeGrom, you're going to have to pay him, right? And he's like 35 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna want. I wouldn't give him a long term deal.
Ugh! Yikes!
Poor Mets.
Yeah, with BD, what's the vibe with BD? B Love there. Is he just like
him? Yeah. He's so chill. He's like, they blew it. Yeah, they had to win a division. They fucked that up. That's what lost their year.
Yeah. Where does this rank, you think, for Met fans as far as like having a 10.5 game lead in the division? And then ended up winning 100 games, losing the division, and then 3 home games, you lose 2 of them.
I think it's in that top 3, because what was the other one? When Tom Glavin.
Oh, my God.
Meltdown.
Yeah, that's bad. Well,
when they lost, wasn't that like the last day of the year?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was so bad.
That was a bad one, too.
Yeah, it's brutal.
And to get one hit in the elimination game.
Yeah. That's all they ended up with was one hit.
One hit.
Jesus. Yeah, it was Fonzo.
So you think,
right? Yeah.
You think Cohen's going to give Judge $100 million per?
I don't think so. I don't know. Unless,
not 100, but.
Unless they need something, right, to get the fan, because the fan base is clearly, like, defeated, right? So maybe.
Yeah, he'll do something.
He has to do something, right, to energize them. But you know, Judge won't be the same, right? After 62 home runs, is he really going to be the same after this?
Well, there's nowhere to go but down,
right?
Like, yeah, exactly.
It's like an MVP year. Like I just don't see him sustaining that kind of.
The other thing is, you still got to see what he does in the playoffs. I feel like, because a lot of times you're only as good as your most recent playoff series.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So, like, if this guy bats, like, 0-93 or something like that, or, like, strikes out 25 times in a series, like, that might change the conversation a little bit. But I do think he's going to get big money.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. So the Mets, their playoff series, playoff, you know, dreams, and before the Yankees even start, which is interesting, because this is the first time they're doing this with the bye and all that. So Yankees tomorrow night. What is it? Cole versus who's starting for the Guardians? I don't even know these days.
Did you see the Chapman thing?
Yeah. So Chapman, bon voyage.
He's an asshole. Yeah. I don't think any Yankee fan.
Oh, I didn't give a shit. Him. I was like, fuck him. Yeah. I don't really care.
I was just surprised.
I am, and I'm not. This is the same guy who, like, didn't he, like, beat his wife or girlfriend?
Yeah.
He's got something with guns, too. Like, he just seems like a thug, like a piece of shit. So
he probably knew that he wasn't going to be on the roster for the playoff and was like, okay, well, I'm not going to come to the, workout at the stadium. You guys aren't going to put me on, but.
Yeah.
That's like, you're in your mid-30s, like, you're professional for a long time. That's how you want to go out? Like, really?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
That's...
What if he... I always thought about, what if he blew that World Series for the Cubs? That probably would have been the last we ever saw of him, no? Remember how close that was?
Probably. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yep. Brutal. Then he went back to the Yankees next year. But,
What's the line on the series? Do we know?
Let's check.
I do not know.
Check that real quick.
Yeah, check FanDuel.
Without looking, I would say, what, for the series, you mean, Adam?
Yeah, for the series line?
I would say like 180, probably.
You think they're that big a favorite? Wow, okay.
Yeah. Where we go?
And just to be clear, this is a 7-game series, right?
No, 5.
It is 5. Oh, my God. Interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. 162 games, and then it's like, oh wow, it's 220.
Oh shit!
Ooh, okay,
wow. And then the Astros got the Mariners. So I feel like the Mariners are like that sneak every year, right? There's like a team, like a sneaky team. I feel like it's them.
I think they're gonna beat them. They're gonna beat the Astros.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Ken Griffey. Jay Buhner.
Jay Buhner. Oh, yeah.
Jay Buhner. Edgar Martinez.
That team was nasty.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Kill the Yankees.
Oh, my God. I still, it's so funny watching that Jeter doc.
Joey Cora.
It was so funny watching that Jeter doc. They showed, like, in 95 when the Yanks made the wild card and the Mariners beat them.
Yeah, that game 5 was the first time I ever cried.
That was
I was hysterically crying.
Yeah, me too. That was terrible because that was my first Yankees playoff experience. They went up; they were up 2-0 in the series, and then blew it in Seattle. And then I don't think Seattle's made it that far since. Oh no! 2001, we beat them in the ALCS.
They had that like 114 win year or something, right?
That was in like 99 or 2000.
And then the Yankees beat them.
Or maybe that was 0-1. Maybe that was the 0-1. 9-11. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Ichiro. Sayonara. Yeah. Mariners have the longest drought of... Right? They've never won a World Series? Is that true?
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
So they're probably due. The Padres, I don't know if they've ever even won it. They look really good. Maybe it's Padres-Mariners.
I remember the Yankees swept them, and I think it was like 98. Was that the year?
Yeah, 98. Yeah.
I had tickets to game, I think, 6 or something like that. And I was like, man, do I kind of root for the Padres so I can get to one of these games? And I was like,
Remember in Sopranos, Vito, he tells... what's his face?
Finn. Finn DiTrolio.
Yeah. Yanks in 4. I was there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then he makes him meet him at the bat. And Finn,
I kept thinking about the Columbus Day episode today.
Yeah, yeah, with Syl like
Columbus
flipping
Day
out.
Was our day.
Yeah, Syl like flipping out.
Yeah, you believe this?
Oh my god! But
where's Josh? What happened to Josh?
He put his shit on mute and then just like, I don't know. Maybe
well, it's so funny because he goes, he's like, I'll be ready, I think, after the shower. Like, I was like, is he going to fall like in it? Like, what do you think is going to happen?
He seemed fine. You know, he made it, he trooped it out. He made it, you know.
He did. He did.
Through a good amount.
I mean, he had a hell of a 2 days.
Yeah, it's true.
He had a hell of a 2 days.
That's true. That's true. So Yanks, first two, Tuesday and Thursday at the stadium. And then
gotta win both of them. Gotta win both of these.
Yeah. And then what? Is it Saturday, Sunday in Cleveland? Or Saturday, Sunday, Monday? I don't even know how the schedule's working.
Tuesday, Thursday. So then they definitely wouldn't play Friday. They're going to Cleveland. I would assume Saturday night. And then probably, I guess, Monday, right? They don't want to compete with football.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Are they still going to like...
They're not going to put the Yankees up against Sunday football.
No. Are they still going to lead off Judge and do this weird lineup of like Judge?
Stand? I would.
Yeah.
Just get them the most at bats. Yeah. Screw it.
I think a lot of teams are doing that now. They're batting their cleanup guy lead off.
So weird. Yeah. It's so weird, but hey, you know. But with Judge, I mean, he's probably the MVP. Yeah. Most at bats. That makes sense. So what's the rotation? It's Cole, Seve.
No, Cortez is two.
Oh, Cortez is two. Okay.
Which I would have won Cortez one. I think Cole was going to get like.
Yeah, I just have a bad feeling.
Smack around. He's just.
Yeah.
He's not.
Trust him.
Yeah.
No, but I think they're going to score a bunch of runs tomorrow. Should be a zoo there.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing will compare. Adam, remember when we went to the twin game with Didi's home
run?
Oh,
my God. That was incredible.
I think I still have the video of that random guy who was sitting next to us who was like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that 2017?
I think it was.
Yeah,
or 17 or 18.
That team was fun.
They were down 4-0 like first inning. And then Didi hit the grand slam to tie it in the bottom first.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was
fun.
Wild. And then we went to the Astro game too, I think. That crazy game.
Yeah.
That year was fun, man. I thought they were going to win it all.
Yeah, that team was really fun. That was, what, Judge, Didi.
Sanchez.
Yeah.
When he was good.
I'm trying to think who else was on that team. Was
who else?
Was LeMahieu? No, he wasn't there yet, was he? Yeah.
Frazier. I want to say Todd Frazier.
Oh, yeah, Todd Frazier. Yeah. Todd Frazier.
Oh, yeah. That was the year with the thumb down,
yep.
Right?
Thumbs
yeah,
down.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a fun team.
By the way, the tickets for these Yankees were a fortune.
Really?
Like $250 for bleachers.
What?
Yeah, it's nuts to get in this year.
Jesus.
I swear, yeah, there's a hot ticket this year. The economy's tanking like everywhere but New York, it seems.
It's unbelievable.
New York is always... You go everywhere around here, everything's packed. It's
Yeah.
Prices don't change. It's crazy. $250 for bleachers, like
yeah. I'm like, all right, I'm good. I caught a couple of Yankee games this year. It's fine.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn. It's crazy. And then you spend double that with the bucket of chicken and a couple beers.
I guess with like right now with inflation, it would have to go on for like a really long time to see the effects. No, because it's really just been this year, right? But if like this went into like if this was still bad and like rising. Let's say by this time next year, would like ticket sales look the same in stadiums? I don't know. It's tough to say, right? Because it goes up and down.
I think people are so fanatical about sports that if a team's good, like they'll just spend.
They'll just make it happen. Yeah.
Yeah, like if the Nets went to the finals, I know it's gonna be a fortune, but like I'm gonna have to go to one of those games. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just feel compelled. I just feel compelled to do it. I feel like there's too many people out there like that. Like if the Knicks went to a finals game, you know, I feel like you guys would be like, we got to figure this out somehow.
Oh my god! I mean,
absolutely.
you know, a Tuesday night game, regular season Knicks is like the price of like a finals ticket.
Yeah, you know, the Knicks are probably a bad example because that's just like
that's the most expensive ticket probably in fucking sports.
Ridiculous. Gotta be.
It's the Garden. Yeah, that's all I have to say. The Garden.
What do we think about the Knicks and the Nets? Looking good.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We got to do the preview. Maybe next, juice. Maybe next juice. Week. We'll make it.
I wish Ben Simmons would look at the rim once in a while.
How's he look? Is he even like? Is he going to the hole at all? Or just
He looks very passive. But I mean, he makes great passes. He plays great defense, and he's really good on fast breaks. But in half court, like he just kind of like picks up his dribble and just like passes it, and then just kind of like stands there.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think he's still 16 months plus the back surgery. So. He's probably still working his way back, but I'm like, I wish I saw a little more in those first couple of games.
Yeah,
team is loaded, man.
Tough to
loaded.
Say.
Yeah, they got guys for sure.
Yeah, they're ready loaded. To go. And then the Knicks are deep too. Haven't even seen Grimes play. Got a deep squad. It's going to be interesting trying to figure out rotations.
RJ shoots like that. I mean, that's a total game changer.
He hasn't like missed. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And Obi is like a serious weapon. I don't think I've ever seen a player like this. That's not true. In this era,
what are they gonna do? Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like maybe it's time to kind of look at Randall and figure out if there's another way to do this for the Knicks. I don't know.
He doesn't fit. He like doesn't fit. This is a run and gun team. The Knicks, I think. I think they're at their best when they're like on the break, defense into offense. I don't know.
The fans are going to be so tough on him too.
I know, especially because they love Obi so much.
Yeah, Randall's really got to hit the ground running this year.
Yeah,
there's those guys that the fans are just—they're kind of waiting to boo. You know,
in the
back of their head, they're just like, you know, they almost want to boo them in a weird way. Like, so Randall is that guy. So,
Yep.
He's got to start out strong because they'll turn on him so fast.
Yeah. We'll see. We got to do, we got to figure out this preview pod. We got to think of a
next
day.
Next week?
Yeah.
So let's do it.
When's opening night? 18th?
Tuesday.
So Tuesday is, there's a couple games, but then Wednesday is the full slate.
Yeah. Knicks are Wednesday.
Nets are on Wednesday also.
Okay. Yeah. So maybe we could try for next Monday night.
Yeah, that'd be great.
For the preview. And we got to figure out how we're going to do this, make sure it's not 5 hours. And
I don't mind the 5 hour ones.
I mean, there's two previews a year, right? And then the 100th episode was exception, but yeah.
Yeah.
They never feel that long.
No. Only when we have to stop the Zoom every 40 minutes.
Who was your guy's Super Bowl pick?
Mine was Rams Chiefs. Rams aren't looking too good.
I had Chiefs Packers.
Yeah, I think I had the worst one. Green Bay.
Denver, that's right.
Yeah.
It's still early.
Yeah, it's only week five. Yeah. Juice, what about you? Oh, never mind.
Juice.
I can't wait for Juice's text tomorrow morning. Like, I passed out.
My bad.
He's still on like the other Zoom.
He's gonna wake up like in the next hour for sure.
He's like, yeah, oh, fuck.
He'll be up. Adam, what were you drinking yesterday? Tequila.
So we had that shot at 8:05, and then I had a Magnum bottle of champagne, and we did mimosas.
Oh, mimosas.
So I had about three or four mimosas before I even had food.
Oh.
So then, so now we had the grill going, and now we're out of champagne. So now we changed over to Casamigos.
Oh.
So I was doing Casamigos and soda. Then I switched over to Casamigos on the rocks. Then we were just kind of doing shots.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that got you, the one on the
then
rocks.
We ran out. We had like, I don't know how many bottles, but we ran out. And Josh brought a wine bottle. So instead of drinking water on the way in and trying to sober up, we popped the wine bottle and split it. And on the way to the stadium, I was drinking red wine.
I was going to say red wine.
Yeah. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
It was ugly. It was ugly. I should know better. I should know better.
If there was like a doctor, a professional drinker, like who knows, like that would be the exact combo of not to do to avoid a hangover. Yeah. No food, tequila, champagne.
Yeah, it's the worst. Like,
how was that hangover?
I wish it wasn't like this, but yeah, such is life.
No, we all do. I still do it. So we all do it.
How was the hangover?
Well, I sobered up in time for House of Dragon.
Oh, nice, nice.
But yeah, no, I was not well today at all. So, yeah, but, you know,
you woke up looking like King Viserys in last night's episode. No. That sort of,
yeah. This guy is aging. I guess they're pushing forward 10 years. It looks like he's aging 30.
Yeah. Yeah, they keep changing. Every episode's like a new timeline. I'm like, oh god, it's so confusing. Like the dude who got his like eye chopped off, chopped out.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be like 18. He's an adult now. Supposed to be like 18. He looks 40. And it's like, what is going on here? Yeah, it's tough to keep. I'm enjoying it.
Not a lot of incest this episode.
No,
which I was kind of bummed out about.
Yeah, but it's been entertaining. It's intense, but
have you guys seen the American Gigolo?
No, but I love John Bernthal.
No, I want to check that out. He's a great actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah.
I like him. Good flick so far.
Yeah, I got to see that. What's that on?
Was it on Showtime, I think.
Showtime, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
American Gigolo.
All right, cool.
I still got to finish Dahmer.
Right. Yeah, and then Dahmer. We should probably wait for the next one to talk Dahmer because that was Josh.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That was Josh's show.
I haven't seen that yet. Still, so much I need to. Yeah, I'm watching Dragon Paradise. That's about it. Oh, and we're still watching Lost, the wife and I.
I never saw it.
Yeah, we're middle of season 5, so almost done. But can't wait to get it
over.
It's
gonna be hard to watch TV, man. I feel like this next month.
Oh, I know it's over now, right? I mean, well, once baseball's over, but yeah, but once now NBA and NFL, forget it.
Yeah, there's going to be an overlap of if the Yankees go far. Major League, yeah, baseball, you know, football, NBA.
These next few weeks are going to be tough, yeah. It's going to be tough to watch anything on that sports.
You guys going to try to catch a couple Knick games? Or?
Yeah, we should all go.
We definitely should do one. We should make a point this year, you know, now that.
Yeah, I'm in.
Now that, because it was weird for a few years there with, I guess, COVID and stuff.
Yeah,
And now I, you know, had COVID, so whatever.
How was that?
Oh, brutal. I think I'm still positive, honestly.
Really?
I tested yesterday. I was still positive, yeah. And definitely feeling the fatigue a little bit, you know. But, you know, towards the end here. So, yeah, it's no joke. I thought, like, the crazy variants were, like, over with, but guess not. So...
Wow, that's Gigi.
Comes everyone. Yeah, she was like, you know, she tested positive, but she was like more hyper and happy than ever. So it didn't really matter.
Yeah, I feel like kids don't feel it, I feel
they
like.
Don't. Yeah, it doesn't really, you know, unless they're already kind of compromised in some way, it doesn't really do anything. She's, you know, had a runny nose. That's about it. So.
Did you lose taste? Smell?
No? Nah, never lost the taste and smell. Thank God.
That's good, yeah.
But yeah, it was just like the bad. I had like a flu. I had like the flu. It was just like for like 4 days there. I was just like dying. And then
what's
it's no joke.
COVID.
Like, what's going to be the protocols of NBA?
Oh, I don't know.
Bradley Beal was.
I saw a Shams tweet. Yeah, Beal. I was like, really? We're back doing this again?
Wait, what happened? Well,
it's in the injured protocols. I was like, yeah, I thought this was done.
Ugh. Jeez. Yeah, I don't know.
NFL,
NFL, you don't hear about anything. Ever since training camp, has there been one?
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing.
So they just kind of just swept that, like, okay, we're not dealing with this shit.
Yeah, because players have clearly gotten it. Like, it's still out there. Like, I know so many people who are still getting COVID. Like, I wasn't the only one who got it. Like,
absolutely.
I know so many people who had it.
Yeah, it's out there.
Yeah, it's still really prevalent, but yeah, maybe the NBA just taking it a lot more seriously than other sports. So I don't know.
Somebody tweeted that Bradley Beal's licking elevator buttons. As this guy get COVID so often.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. So we'll see. All right, cool. So preview pod next episode.
Yes.
Ready.
But yeah, New York football's back. Go Yankees. And it's time to retire the trumpets.
That's it.
All right. Take care.
All right, cheers. Josh, sweet dreams.
Bye, Josh.
Peace.
Peace.